Beginning a new Mishnah, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, for the two Mishnahs, but this is the first of the two Mishnahs that Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. So Amala Kinti Shtar Chayv Zeh. The person is about to give a get to his wife. Small technicality. He says to her as he's giving her the get, accept this IOU. So he's tricking her. He's not telling her that it's a get. Or she finds the get behind him. The Gemara is going to tell us just a little bit of a detail of what that means. But for now, the punchline is that apparently at the time that she's getting the get, she doesn't realize that it's a get. Kora, then she starts to read it. Hare Gita, lo and behold, it's her get. So the common denominator in two cases is that the get was given. It was what we call a Mesinas get. We fulfilled the Nasa B'yoda, but at the time of the get, she wasn't even aware that she was getting the get. But this is significantly worse than a woman not requiring to consent to a get. We've said this many times in the Torah, so you can technically give the get to your wife without her even agreeing. But this dude's really not agreeing and not knowing, so she's not even aware she's getting a get. That's a red flag.
So many of the women were illiterate.
That's right, 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 right. Look it up. Right. So she's,
I don't understand Mar's case here. Here, which you could throw the dry, so you could throw it into a court.
Assuming that she knows that she's getting a get, she's getting a get. She doesn't have to agree to it, but she has to be aware of it. She was here, she's not even aware that she's getting a get. So that's one step lower. And I think I'm going to talk a little bit about what the problems are. So the mission.
She's aware of what she reads.
Well, the problem is that he has to express at the time of giving the get that it is a get. So it's more than just her being aware of it. Part of the process of giving the get may necessitate that he actually says that this is a get. That's what we're going to get as the Mishnah develops. So the Mishnah gives two examples. So in both of these cases, the get is not valid until he says to her the words, Hegitech, this is your get. But notice, from the simple reading of the Mishnah, he could say this to her after it's already in her hands. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he already gave it to her in a way that was not valid. And then he wants to rectify it 5 minutes later. He just simply has to say, hey, Gita. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Nasa biyada. What if he puts a get into her hands? The yeshena. And she's sleeping. She's sleeping. She for sure doesn't understand. Niora. And she wakes up. Kora. And she starts to read it. Bereya Gita. And lo and behold, it is our get. So again, a third example of Eino get at Shiyam Lahi get. So in all three of these cases, he didn't articulate that he's giving to her as a get, therefore the get would not be valid. So yes, the Gemara, Ki Amo Lahi Gitech Mehavim, Havale Tli Gitech Mehagabi Karka. So in one of the cases of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah sounded like he never really even gave her the get. It was Matzasa Mechorah. He had to get it's sitting in his back pocket. So she's looking at him. She found the get on the floor. It's behind him. And she's reading it. By God, it's my get. So the Mishnah says, no, it's no good until he says, hey, Gita. Yes, the Gemara. This is much worse than just saying, not saying, hey, Gita. He didn't give her the get. So what would the din be if a person, a man puts the get on the floor and he says to her, Tli Gita, you pick up the get. So that's for sure no good. So yes, the Gemara, I'm like, Gita, my habit. Just because he says this is your get, what does that help? That is the equivalent of tligitech. Rava told us explicitly that if you say tligitech, but you didn't literally physically fulfill the nasa biyada, the get for sure is not going to be good. So he says, no, we misunderstood the case of the Mishnah. When it says that she found the get behind him, it means that the get did end up in her hands. Ava, that she kind of yanked it out away from him. She took it away from him. It was in his back pocket or something. And she does pull the get away. Says the Gemara, that's also no good. He has to give it to her. She can't take it from him. So it's not enough that in the end she has to get. It's not enough in the end that he eventually said, hey, Gitech. If he didn't do a maisa to see the physical act of giving, the get is no good. What it means is that he motioned her. He moved a little bit closer to her. Rashi says, he physically bent over a little bit to cause the get to become closer to her. Even though physically she may have been the one to put her hand forward, since he's maneuvering, he's physically bringing the get closer to her, that does qualify as a Ma'aser Sina. So we have a Braisa that supports this idea, what we said. Even in the case where he says to her explicitly, it is not a get, this is an IOU. Or if she grabs it from him, but because he was moving towards her, the kar arasa bare gita eino gets shomalahin gita echtibi Rebbe. So Rebbe, who was the author of the Mishnah, so reiterates this in a braisa, that the get will not be valid, even though there was a nesina, he did maneuver the get to be closer to her, but since there wasn't a statement of hey gitech, that's no good. But Rebbe Danossi qualifies that problem by saying, as long as you say the words, you rectify the problem. So he gave it a get at 9 o'clock. He realized at 9:02, hey, he never said, never identified this as a get. So no big deal. We don't insist that she gives the get back and we start all over again. But then also says, with the nesidus, the get was sufficient 2 minutes ago. Now the amira that's accompanying it is also sufficient. And there's no need to combine the two into one. There's no need to give the get back and start over again. And it's that point that other Tanaim disagree. Rabbi Shimon Allah's Amen. La Ola Meno Get Achiet Lenu Hemena, the Yachsav Yit Nen Allah, the Yamla Hegitech. Rabbi Shimon Allah says, no, the get would not be valid even if he just simply says Hegitech, until he literally takes the get back again, hands it back to her, and at the time that he gives it to her, says Hegitech. So everybody agrees that giving a get without identifying as get, she has no idea she's getting a get. That get is not valid. Everyone agrees there has to be an amiras hegitech. You have to accompany it with saying the words, this is your get. The machlekes at the Tanaim is, must that accompanying take place at the time of the nesina, or is it sufficient for it to happen a little bit later on?
What's the source of that?
Why do you need a hegitech altogether? What's the problem? That's a loaded question. We showed him, where did that idea even come from? So there's a lot of big machlekes that we showed about that. There's some Yishayim who say, as part of a rule that's called Meshalach of Enech Ezeres. The Gemara says in Masechet Yevamos that if you give a get to somebody who doesn't understand, say the girl's very, very young, or the person is a shaita, they have no idea what's going on. So that's not a get, because the Torah describes that Meshucha Mibeso, you have to give the get, and then she takes the get, and she leaves. So it doesn't mean literally she has to physically walk out. It could be they've been separated for less than 10 years. But halachically, she has to understand that this is what's separating her from her husband, so she leaves. If you give her a get and she comes back 2 minutes later because she doesn't know what's going on, she's a little child or she's a shoto or something, then the get would not be valid. So somebody should learn that's the same problem here. If you give her an IOU, you give her a birthday card, she thinks it's a birthday card, so at that moment she's not going to be Mishalcha the Chizeres, she's not going to be Mishalcha the Chizeres. That's a chisar in that halacha Mishalcha the Chizeres. Others who say, maybe it's based on something different, maybe it's almost like Kiddushin, that the same way when you give a ring, you have to accompany it with an amiras harem kodeshes, that the kiyika has to be a complete lekicha with an action and with words. Could be the same, maybe true, v'shulcha mibeso, that v'shulcha mibeso doesn't just require a benasa miyada, it has to be some words that formally accompany it. That's the nuance of sugyas about what exactly is the kodesh. Tosfos on the fine has an ash sugya. If you take a quick look, so Tosfos writes that the yesh lov is about 7 loves at the bottom. That the reason for this problem is a Meshachi and a Chazeres problem. And other Mishnayim said that's not true. That's not the reason. The reason is something totally different. So back to that story. So Rabbi Danossi insists that yes, there has to be an Amiras Ligitech, but it doesn't have to coincide with the physical giving of the get. It can be supplemented later. And Rabbi Shimon Allah says, the get is not valid. Ah, she itlenu until he takes it back. Emena, take it back from her. So he has to take it back and start all over again. And at the time that he gives it to her, say hey, get it. Then the Brice gives another example. The first example was that he misled her by saying it's a shtachov, it's an IOU. Second case, Nasta Biyadvi Yishena. He puts a get into her hand and she is sleeping. So Ne'ora, she wakes up, the Karbar Agita. It turns out that it's a get. But here also, he didn't say Agitech to her. So what is that, Loha? So the Bryce continues. Eino get, that she yomala Agitech, the Rebbe. So Rebbe says that once again, the get is not valid until he says Agitech, but there is no need to start over again. And once again, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, or Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees. Says, he has to physically take it back, give it again, and say it at the right time. So we have a double machlekes of Tanoim, which seems to be redundant. The first case was that he didn't say Hegiter because he said, happy birthday, he said, here's the IOU. In the second case, he didn't say Hegiter because she was fast asleep. And in both cases, Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Elazar are arguing whether there is a necessity to take the get physically back, or it's sufficient just to supplement it with the words they need there. So why does the Braisa feel compelled to present this as a double machlekes? The issues are identical. So Utsricha, the Gemara says, no, they're not absolutely identical. They're similar, but they're not absolutely identical. The Itma Mahakamaisa, if we would have only had the first case where the woman was misled, Rahika Amar Rebbe, Shum Dabasi Gushri. There, Rebbe's opinion makes sense, because there's nothing wrong with her. She is fit. She is in the state that's fit and ready right now to receive a get. So to use that briskly as a gavra, she's a bas gerushin right now. The only thing is, he forgot to tell her, he misled her, and he said, here's the LU. Aval nasa biyad biyashena. But in the case where she's sleeping, the lambas is igushi. There, the deficiency is in her. It's not just that he was lazy or told her something misleading. The second case, she's mamish fast asleep, so she couldn't receive a get. Even if he wanted to give her, even if he said, it's meaningless. She's not a gavra who's ruyah right now to receive a get. Therefore, maybe Rebbe would agree to Shimon Elazar, giving the get to a woman who's sleeping is a meaningless act, and you would have to repeat it. But that's not true. That's what the Brice tells us, that don't make that distinction. The Itma Baha, and if the Brice would have only given us the second case, Baha Kam Reb Shimon Elazar, only in the case where she's sleeping, did Rabbi Shimon Elazar say that you have to take the get back physically. But in the case where she was awake, Ema Modi, Leila Rebbe, maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree to Rebbe. The bottom line is that the second case and the first case are not identical. In case number one, there's nothing wrong with her. In case number two, there is something wrong with her. The bottom line is Tricha. And in both cases, the Tanaim argued. In both cases, Rebbe says it is sufficient to simply supplement the Hegiter an hour from now. And according to Shimon Elazar, you have to start all over again. So Amar Rav, now Rav gives us another example of a get that was problematic at the time that it was given. Kosev la get, v'nasta biyad avda. The person writes a get and puts it into the hand of an Eved Kenani who belongs to the woman. So we know that anything that the Eved is Kona is automatically going to go to its owner. So that would be tantamount to putting a get into a chatzar. The same way you can give a get into your wife's backyard, you can give a get into the hand of your wife's Eved. So, but here, Rava qualifies it and says, Yoshen umisham raso, if the Eved is sleeping and she's watching the Eved, harayz a get. So then the get would be valid, because since the Eved is asleep, so he's not conscious, he's not aware of what's going on, so she is taking over. So this is considered to be like an extension of her. This is considered like her chater. But Neor, but if the Eved is awake, ain't a get. Then the get is no good. Because even though the Eved is a chater, but in order to qualify as a chater, it has to be a chater that you are in control of, that you are watching, that when a get is put into your backyard, the backyard is stationary, the backyard is not going anywhere, the backyard is being guarded by you, that's called your chater. When the Eved is sleeping, so then you're guarding him. So that's a valid chater. If the Eved is awake, that's not going to work. So ask the Gemara that, wait a second, even if the Eved is sleeping, that should be a problem. Even though right now the Eved is sleeping and you're guarding him, but the Eved can walk, the Eved can move. So a movable chatzir, by definition, is not called the chatzir. The chatzir of Lachzor Karni, the Gemara makes references to other sugars in Jas and Gittin earlier on in Babetziah, that a chatzir of Haleches is just doesn't qualify as a chatzir altogether. The Gemara says, well, maybe the chitim, and maybe you could argue Yosha and Shiny. Maybe when the Eved is sleeping, so he's not walking. So yes, there's a deficiency of a chatzim ha-leches. That means if he's awake, he's able to walk here, he's fast asleep. Amar Rava, Rava taught us in other places, Kol she'ilu mahalach lo'kana, omid b'yosha lo'kana. That Rava said that if he has the ability to walk, even though right now he's sitting, right now he's standing, so that's also considered to be a chatzim ha-leches. So the bottom line is, how can the putting of a get into the hands of an Eved Kenani ever suffice for a chatzim? It's a violation of the rule that Rav himself taught us in other places called the Chatzim Alecha not being valid. It's the Gemara Hilchos of Akafos. That the halacha is that if the Eved is not just sitting, he's actually tied down, so the Eved can't move. If the Eved can't move, then he's not like a chotzer. Then the chotzer would be valid. But short of that, putting a get into an Eved's hands would not be acceptable, because that would be an incorrect application of the principle of chotzer. Chotzer has to be stationary. The chotzer malachas doesn't qualify as a chotzer. Now the Mishnah continues with other somewhat strange applications of the sinas again. Haisa and Neres Bishus Rabin. What if the woman is standing in the street? And he throws her the get. So he doesn't have to literally benoss in the other. It doesn't mean you have to physically place it into her hand. He could throw it into our property. That would also be acceptable. The problem is, it's not really in our property. She's standing in the middle of the street. So comes the Mishnah and says it depends. Karov law migrations. If he throws the get and it's closer to her than to him, then the get would be valid. Karov law, if it's closer to him than any migrations, then he didn't give it to her yet. Mechza, it's right in the middle. Migrations for any migrations. So then we're not sure what she is. Whenever we use the phrase migrations for any migrations, it literally means she's divorced but not divorced, i.e., it's a suffix. And we have to be machmir at all ends. We've seen this many times that if he would die at that point, and we're not quite sure is she an amana or she a grusha, would be a difference in terms of yibma chalitza. So let's say if he didn't have any children and he dies at that point, we're not quite sure whether she's required to have yibum or to have chalitza. So we would insist that having chalitza be suffek. We couldn't do yibum, but just in case the get was valid, then she's considered to be the divorced wife of his brother, which of course there would be no mitzvah of yibum.
Well, she'll get the ksuba
either way, either as an amana or as a grusha if he subsequently dies.
Right.
So comes the Mishnah, continues that bechenini kedushin. That everything we've said until now about if you throw the get close to her, it's valid. If you throw it close to you, it's not valid. If it's halfway, we're not sure whether it's valid. That same principle would apply bechenini kedushin. Would apply to kedushin as well.
As an amana, it would be inheritance, and her inheritance depends on the
kid. No, she doesn't. She doesn't inherit him. The mother doesn't inherit the husband.
Only the
ksuba. She gets the ksuba. And the same is true when it comes to kedushin. So if he tosses her kedushin, so a very, very nice, beautiful way of getting married, he tosses her the ring. So if he tosses it to her, she's standing in the middle of the street, and it gets lands closer to her, then the kedushin is valid. If it's closer to him, not, and if it's halfway, so then maybe they're married. So again, the Mishnah is not assuming that any of these cases are actually going to happen. That's not the point of the Mishnah. But there are certain legal principles, certain halachic principles that the Gemara is going to develop based on this Mishnah. How do you acquire property in the middle of the street? What's considered to be close to you? What's going to be close to her? So some basic yisodos in terms of kinyanim are being used. So Chazal, as they do very, very often, will sometimes create a scenario that's it's not going to happen. That's not the point. The point is not to sit around and figure out, gee, did this ever happen in the last 3,000 years? If the guy tossed the kedushin and it landed on the halfway mark. The goal is to try to highlight some of the principles of what is the seed and what's not the seed. So the same rules that govern kedushin as well. And the same would be true about returning a debt. Let's say Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So in order to be exempt from the debt, he has to return the money. So if he gives the money back to Shimon, then he returned the debt. They return the chov. Question is here, he tosses the money back and it lands closer to Shimon, so then it's as we paid back the debt. If it lands closer to him, then it's not. If it lands halfway, then we have a suffix. So the Mishnah says that these three halachas are similar. There's the din, legabi get, legabi kedusha, legabi repaying, and chov. They all revolve around the same principles. Chen and chov. Amal balchov, that the balchov says, zrokli chovi, that the balchov said, throw me back the money. If the balchov doesn't say to throw back the money. If I owe you $1,000, so I take $1,000, I'll make it into a paper airplane and toss it in the middle of the street, and you didn't authorize me to do that, that's not going to help. But if you tell me, yeah, no problem, just toss me over the money that you owe me. So, Zerob Michal Bizarkolo, and he goes and he does it. Carve the Malva, Zorcha Malva. If it's closer to the Malva, close to the person who lent the money, then the Malva acquired the money back, and the Chob is paid up. Carve the Loiva, if it's closer to the Loiva, so now Loiva Chayim. And the lobe is going to be chayim. Mechza, shneim yachloiku. If it's exactly half and half, so then they're going to split it.
So the chov is not identical. The chov is actually has to be initiated.
Well, the chov. Otherwise, you have a problem that if I give money back to the guy says, I'm not taking the money. I'm not interested in having $1,000 bill sent to the paper airplane that right. In the middle of Times Square. So then, obviously, you can't force him to do that.
The thing in the chov is
it just means that it's similar in terms of. So Gemara just wants to know technically, hechi dami karvla. How exactly do you define whether we met the criteria of being closer to her or closer to him? So Amar Rav, arba amos shela zeh karvla. Rav says it's all a function of four amos, whether it's within her four amos or not. The Gemara in the first Bechamah of Metzia says that Chazal instituted this idea of a kinyan dalet amos, that anything that's within your dalet amos of Mishus Rabim will belong to you. So the Rishon have a whole discussion here. How does that work about Lagabi a get? The Gemara says about Metzia that was a takonas chachamim. So how does that work to make the woman to the Gereshes? That's a big question. There was some Rishon who say that perhaps it was Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that it does work for get, that they extended it to Kinyanim. Others have different Rishonim. So there's a loaded discussion Rishonim on Adav, how exactly this works. But the Maaseh Gemara says it works. The Gemara says that throwing it within our Dalan Amos is going to do the trick. So Rav says, Arba Mishalah is our Karvla. If it's within our Dalan Amos, that's called close to her. Arba Mishalah, if it's within his Dalan Amos, is our Karvla. That's called close to him. So, Hey Chidami Mechza. So, what is considered to be half and half? Either it's close to him, close to her. So, Amr Shvob Rav Yitzchak, you don't try to Shneir Omdim Arba Amos. They're both standing within the same Dalan Amos, so it's not clear who actually acquires those Dalan Amos. So says the Gemara, Alexa, Hayni Nayu Kadim. Whoever got there first, whoever landed in that area first, whoever ran there first, so they automatically acquired the Dalan Amos, the whole area around them. And now the second person comes. Why does that detract from the original person's Dalan Amos? So Bechite, but the Asu Trabaya Bahadi Adode. So maybe it was a tie. The tie goes to the runner. They both arrived at the same. I'm not sure what that rule is even true, but that when we were kids, that was always lusher. So the two people arrived mamish simultaneously. So Gemara says maybe that's the case in the Mishnah. Gemara says, come on, it can't be that they literally landed exactly the same time. Obviously, one came before the other. So the Mishnah is not giving you an accurate presentation of this halacha. So rather the case is that there are eight amos here, exactly eight amos. We get in the top of our days, we get amos shalom down amos shalom. That the get lands on the line in between. So half the football's over the line, half the football's behind the line. So what are you doing that now? So the Mishnah is telling us we're not sure to do that. That's all fake. So since we're not sure what to do with that, so therefore she's a suffix begureshes. Well, I says, wait a second, Agi Gadeg says that can't be the case. If half the get is over the line closer to her, and the other half is still behind the line, so half the get has not been given. So Eged means it's connected. If the get is still connected to him, that's not a good get. That's their person, but nothing the other. He gives a get to his wife. And he's still holding on to half the paper. So she's holding on to half. So very nice. So she got half a gap. That's the whole story. That's not going to be acceptable. So we're still searching for the case in the Mishnah. And the Rabbi Rav Yosef Damitri, right? Both Rabbi and Rav Yosef said, the case is, we're not sure what happened. The problem is we're trying to reconstruct what happened last week. We know there was a get that was given. We know that it was thrown in the street. We know that it was near the finish line. So Achas and there is one group of Adam say Karavloi. One group says that the get was actually closer to him. The Achas and there is Karavloi. And the other group says, the other set of Adam say that it was closer to the heart. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is sticking to its guns, that everything here is revolving around Dalan Amos. The bottom line is, if you want to know whether the get has halachically arrived in her possession, the answer is, it depends, did it arrive in her Dalan Amos? So if the answer with certainty is yes, then the answer is with certainty she's divorced. If the answer is certainly not, then she's definitely not divorced. If we don't know what the facts are, the reason why we don't know is because we have two sets of witnesses who are telling us different stories, so then we throw our hands up and say a suffix, and that's what the Mishnah means, that she's a suffix. But again, everybody agrees, at least until this point, that the fact is Dalan Amos. That's the key to understanding this Mishnah. And now the Gemara changes a little bit. It says, no, not so simple. Rabbi Yochanan said that Karav Loshaninu, Afilu Me'amo. Rabbi Yochanan says, guess what? It doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about Dalan Amos. The words that the Mishnah uses are Karav Lo. Is it closer to her or closer to him? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's closer to her, afilu me'ama, even if it's 100 amas away, the karav lo shanina afilu me'ama. So it doesn't make a difference. So heichi dami mechza mechza. So what would mechza mechza mean? So what exactly would that mean that it's half and half? So Amr of Shambar Abba, the Dima Farshalim in Rabbi Yochanan. So Shambar Abba says that it was explained to me what Rabbi Yochanan was driving at. Who Yochal Shomro, the Ein Yochal Shomro, Zel Karvlo. What it really matters is not so much on physical distance. You'll take out a tape measure and see, oh, it's 93 amas to me and 91 and a half to you. What really matters is who has the easier access to the get. So if the get is close enough to him, he could grab onto it, he could hold onto it faster than she can. So that, and it could be that it may be physically close to her, just it could be that there's a mountain in between her and the get. So just because something is physically closer doesn't necessarily mean it's more accessible. According to the Yochanan, what really matters is who is the one who's really in control, who's the one who's really able to watch this get. So who Yochel Shomro, he's able to watch it, he ain't Yochel Shomro, Zel Karvlo. That would be close to him. He Yochel Shomro, if she's able to watch it, she has easier access to the get. When Yochel Shomro, to him, it's either literally further or figuratively further, Zel Karvlo. The question would be, Shneim Yochel Shomro, what if the get is easily accessible to both of them? Was Shneim ain't Yocholim, or it's physically accessible easily to neither of them? He's got a mountain between them. She's got a valley between them. So neither of them can get right away. Zel mechza mechza. So that is the mechza mechza. That's what the Mishnah refers to when it says that the get is quasi half and half. So it's not a question of measuring in terms of distance. It's assessing who has easier access to the get.
What's
the nosa
the other here?
The nosa the other. Well, when he puts it from an area that's more accessible to him into an area that's more accessible to her. The area that's more accessible to her is called the other.
She doesn't own it.
She doesn't. So that's a tricky question. Does she have to literally own it? Did Chazal institute that the area that's closer to her now becomes an effect her chatzer? Some people should say that's how Dal Abbas works also, because remember, according to most, Dal Abbas is not a bit of the Rabbanan. So where's the Vinosa the other? So the answer is Chazal must have been the Sakein that for temporarily she is the owner, so to speak, of this area. So it could be that's what's happening here as well, that she's the owner of the area that's accessible to her.
Subjective accessibility, she's in a wheelchair, you put it right next to her, she still can't reach it.
Yeah, I don't know. Rashi explains, Rashi just works with she's over here. So we should point out that idea that there's something in the way, something blocking her from getting the get. So Murukah Rana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Mishpei Rabbi Yonason. So Hachi, it was reported back to Rabbi Yochanan that this is what Rabbi Yonason said in terms of explaining pshat. Amayadin Chavim Bavloi Lefurushik Yaitaima. So Rabbi Yochanan was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and it was reported to him in the name of one of the Chachmei Bavel this pshat. So we said our colleagues in Bavel know pshat. They know how to learn properly. So Yochanan gave the okay that this is in fact a pshat. So we have multiple pshat in the Amoraim. What is the factor? What are the factors in terms of determining whether it's closer to Bitar? Is it a question of pure distance, Dalamas versus not Dalamas, or is it more of a function of who has closer accessibility to the get, even though they may physically be a little bit further? Let's see. Next time, we'll try to figure out just the Gemara's going to put the final touches on this part of the sugya as well. Good day.